Welcome back to Mercy Talk Podcasts. This is Melanie Carter, and I am your host of Mercy Talk. And we are really excited today to continue on in our Ditch the Baggage series. And you all heard from Nancy Alcorn last week, and we talked about one of the first key to ditching our baggage, and that is commitment to Christ. And today we're going to be moving on to the next key to freedom, which is healing life's hurts. We are really excited to have Jen Otero with us again today. Jen is our manager of the transitional care department here at Mercy, and she actually works next door to me here in the office. And so I am constantly calling on Jen for help and insight on different things, especially as we've been working through this Ditch the Baggage series, because Jen is just a wealth of knowledge and experience. She actually was our director of counseling here in our Mercy home in Nashville. And so she's actually worked through these keys to freedom with girls here in our Mercy homes. So she is an awesome person to have alongside as we work through this series. So Jen, thank you for being with us again today.
Thanks. I'm excited to be back.
Awesome. You know, one of the really important things that we feel is very important when you're first kind of walking through this process of ditching the baggage and ditching the things that are kind of holding you captive still in your life is that you really just kind of take an assessment of just kind of what has happened to you. What are the things that you've walked through and experienced? And, you know, one of the things that we're really excited about is that on October 2nd and 3rd, we are going to be having an event here in the Nashville area at Christ Church, actually right next door to us. And we're going to actually be walking people through these keys to freedom that are part of Ditch the Baggage. And one of the very first things that we want to do at that event is to have people kind of walk through a process of just writing down the things that they've experienced in their lifetime, you know, from as early as they can remember to today. Like, what are the things that you've experienced, good and bad? And what are the emotions and the things that are attached to each of those things? And as you do that, I know I've actually personally walked through that process, and I will often pinpoint different things that have happened that have just been hard and that have been really hurtful. And when I really take a look at those things, I see the impact that they've had on my life, and sometimes things that I'm still carrying today that happened 20 years ago. And so that's kind of where we want to start this is, you know, what are the things that have happened to you that have been hurtful and that have been hard, and how have those things affected you? So Jen, I believe, is just excellent in this area of just helping people process through those life hurts. So Jen, just kind of as an overall view, like, what would you say if someone said, well, what is this whole healing life hurts thing? What does this mean?
Absolutely. Healing life hurts is really just the process of beginning to look at the hurts that you walk through in your life, inviting Jesus into those hurts. And I often say that sometimes we walk through life with certain filters of things. We look at hurts and we either minimize them. Sometimes we make them maybe even bigger than they are. But really, in order to gain healing from those hurts, the best way to do that is to really invite Jesus into them. Because as we all know, there's a reality and understanding that Jesus has about the things that we walk through that typically in our humanity we do not carry. And so to allow him to have a voice into those things, to show us often where he was, to give us his perspective on those hurts, allows us to be opened up for a place of healing that I truly believe isn't available through other means. And so really, it's just the process that isn't really complicated or difficult. It really is just being in a place of allowing him in to show us what he would say about those things. And I would even add, Mel, what you were saying about tracking out the life hurts. Often that's just the practical place of getting out a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. It's in the Ditch the Baggage curriculum and things that we've got coming out to people. It's really what we would term as a life story or a lifeline, where you just track out all the different hurts, all the things that you walk through. And we often say, even as counselors, track the good stuff too.
Right.
You know, track the good memories, the things that you walk through that you really appreciate, but also tracking those hurts and those things that you've experienced in life. There's something about getting it out on paper in front of you that brings a whole different level of clarity and identification to things, and often can kind of separate out from the emotion a bit, where you're able just to kind of look at it and go, oh, wow, I never even realized that was maybe why this happened in my life or why I still carry this. And sometimes it's the smallest hurts that the Lord may bring up that we don't even realize are there or carry as much weight as they do. But once you invite the Lord in, you begin to go, oh my goodness, there's a whole level of healing that's available to me that maybe we didn't even recognize.
Right, absolutely. And I can even say just from my own experience of doing that, as you just mentioned, sometimes it's even just small things. And it's interesting how even the small things can add up. And so sometimes I've thought, okay, well, I struggle with kind of feeling this way about myself sometimes. And then when I looked back at the things that have happened to me through my life, there wasn't one big thing that started feeding me that lie. It was just adding up a lot of little things. It was just over and over. That's why I keep struggling with that, because of these different things. They all were small in the moment, but adding up, they really, you know, carried a lot of weight. And so I love that you mentioned just how important it is to bring those things to the Lord, because as we've said over and over throughout all of these podcasts, it's God that changes the heart. There's nothing that we can manufacture, or I can't even change my own heart. I can't change anybody else's. It's the Lord that has the power to do that. And so what do you think that the role of just hearing the voice of God, what does that play in this whole process of healing life's hurts?
I really feel like it's paramount to the whole process of healing when we're talking about this means of healing. In past podcasts, we've talked about the importance of getting to the root and not dealing with the branches on the tree, but really understanding what is the root of the hurt and the issues that we carry. And often what I have found is that apart from hearing the voice of God, and even when we say that, let's clarify what that means. That does not necessarily mean an audible voice in the room. That just means that still small voice we often talk about. Some people are more of picture people. The Lord may give them visions or pictures in their mind or in their heart. It's simply just recognizing that the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, speaks to us and shows us what we need to know. And so in the process of praying through healing life hurts, it's as simple as saying, Lord, what is the memory you want to work through with me? And often you'll see a picture or you'll just have a knowing of, oh, wow, that's what he's putting his finger on. And then just opening yourself up in prayer and saying, Lord, what is it you want me to know? Apart from hearing the voice of God or experiencing his communication with us, it's real difficult to walk through healing life hurts, because then it's just you in a room, not really receiving a whole lot. So I would say that it's paramount to what this process, but I always like to point out and teach that it's so much easier than we allow it to be. If we're open to what the Lord wants to show us and we're willing to allow him to show us what we need to know, I have found through the years of doing this personally, as well as walking people through this, that it's never complicated, that there's a simplicity to it. But we have to just be willing to say, you know what, Lord, I'm willing to allow you into this memory and to process it with me. And there may be some tears, there may be some hard moments, but it's never as hard when the Holy Spirit comes in and does a healing work as we tend to make it on ourselves. Sure. So I would say that hearing the voice of God in whatever way you do, because I believe there's a lot of different ways the Lord communicates with us, because we're all unique daughters and sons. It's not like I only have one daughter, but if I had more than one, I wouldn't speak to all of them the same, because they're unique individuals. It's the same thing for us as children of God too.
Right. Awesome. Well, Jen, I remember that this was weeks and weeks ago, but as we've been putting things together for the Ditch the Baggage curriculum and then also for the Freedom Experience that we want to do, this was one area where I felt like we had a lot of good, I guess, information and, you know, just kind of explaining what this means as far as the process of healing life's hurts. But I remember I still felt like we were kind of missing something as far as helping kind of guide someone through that process a little bit. And I'll never forget, I was working and talking with some women about this, and you came in the room and you put a piece of paper down that actually kind of had like a little bit of a step-by-step guide for praying through life's hurts. And I was like, this is what we were looking for all this time. And so I'm really excited that that was discovered, because, you know, we're able to now implement that into our curriculum. We're going to be using that at our Freedom Experience. Right. So really excited about that. But just as far as just kind of how someone practically does this, like how do you actually work through this process? Anything that you want to share about that?
Absolutely. I love the practicality of things.
Yes.
Because one of my favorite things about our entire counseling curriculum is that girls walk through a season of healing and they receive so much, but also in addition to that healing that they walk out of our program with, they also walk out equipped.
Right.
They walk out with a lot of tools. And so not only are these keys that bring you freedom, but it's something you kind of put in your tool belt that you're able to pull out. This is stuff that I still pray through.
Right.
Consistently, the Lord will bring up things from my life and say, hey, this is something going on we need to pray through. And it doesn't mean it's these big traumatic events in my life. It may just be an offense from someone. It may just be that day that I'm just not feeling super confident. Whatever it may be, that there's a place of alignment allowing the Lord to have space in your life to speak back to you about the things that he's wanting to heal or put his finger on. So there's a practicality to it that I think is actually pretty simple, as I've mentioned. Usually what I would say is you just get some space and time, because this isn't something you want to just kind of rush into. You want to leave yourself more than 10 minutes to kind of pray through.
Sure.
But there's something about setting the tone, setting some time with the Lord. I often say have your journal and a pen and your Bible and just have some space and simply just beginning to pray, Lord, what is the memory you want to work on? And like I said, you will be surprised at the memories the Lord will bring up, where you go, oh my goodness, I had forgotten about that, or I had minimized that, or I didn't even realize that was a big deal.
Right.
But as the Lord begins to put his finger on it, it's simply asking some questions along the lines of, Lord, is there anything I need to forgive? Is there anything I need to let go about that? Are there any lies that I'm believing from that situation, Lord, that you want to identify or show me? Okay, Lord, if I believe a lie, what is your truth that you want to speak to me? Sometimes if it's a memory or a picture that's coming to mind, it's always helpful to go, okay, Jesus, what do you want me to know about that picture? Where were you in that memory? Is there anything you want to show me in that picture that I'm not seeing right now? And allowing the Holy Spirit just to show you what he wants you to know. Typically, after I've prayed through all of that, sometimes there's a place of surrender. If we're carrying anything that we're, you know, wanting control over or not kind of giving over to the Lord, often there's a place of going, Lord, I just surrender this to you. I'm laying down control. I'm laying down this offense. I'm laying down whatever it is he may say, you know, you're tight-fisted around. But I think also I like to always leave it open-ended at the end. Lord, is there anything I'm missing? Is there anything else you want me to know that then he has that space to show you what it is that he wants you to know? So really, it's just a place of prayer and allowing the Lord space to speak to us about things that takes us to a whole nother level. And I can say personally from my own life, there's been really hard things the Lord's put on my heart to pray through. And I've drugged my feet and I've put it off. And sooner or later, I've gotten to it. And I've realized, wow, on the back end, Lord, that was so much easier than I was even allowing it to be. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for allowing that to be healed in my heart. And you find in the back end, you are a different person. You're walking in a different level of wholeness and clarity than you could have ever received just from reading a self-help book or something along those lines. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Well, and I think that that's so perfectly ties into what we're saying as far as if God is the healer, then I have to put myself in a position to allow him to do that work in my life. And so there requires just kind of this connection and this communion with him in that moment that can't be done in any other way.
Absolutely.
And so when you open yourself up to that and put yourself in that position of just connecting with him, that's when he does his miraculous work and he does that healing that can't even be described outside of it, you know? And so, Jen, this is awesome information. I just keep thinking this is a tool that we have incorporated into this curriculum. It is part of this freedom experience. And I mean, I know for me personally, the fall could not get here sooner because I just know a lot of people are hungry for some of this. And so, you know, this curriculum is getting released in the fall and it's going to just allow people to walk through this process on their own and alongside someone else, maybe even in a group, depending on how they do the study. But I'm just really excited because everything that you've shared, we actually have laid out in a form that anyone and everyone could take it and do it. And so that is coming out soon. Again, it just couldn't come out sooner because I know a lot of people are anxious for that. And so Jen, is there anything else on this topic at all? I would appreciate you coming in today to speak on this.
I would say probably the last thought that comes to mind is, you know, as we're referring to hearing the voice of God, I know there's a podcast back in the archives where we talk through more about what it looks like to begin to position yourself to hear the voice of God through some prayer journaling, being a good question asker. And so that may be something, you know, even for our listeners to look back to if that's some area that they're not really sure where to begin. But it really is as simple as saying, Lord, is there anything you want me to know, and just really creating space for him to speak back to us as his children. And so that would really be my last thought. If this topic of hearing the voice of God maybe feels a little unsure to them, there are some teachings back in the archives.
Right.
I'm sure that they can look up and kind of check that out.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Well, Jen, thank you again so much for taking the time to be here and to share with us today. So
you're most welcome.
It.
Thank you.
So obviously today, you know, there's a lot more that we could say about this topic of healing life's hurts, but you know, this is really unpacked a whole lot more through the study, and we'll be able to unpack it more at the Freedom Experience. But we just kind of wanted to give everyone just kind of a brief overview of what this key means. And next week, we're going to, you know, stay on this topic of healing life's hurts. And we're actually going to have one of our Mercy staff members in to share a testimony about what this looked like in her life. So again, I know I've mentioned this probably a million times just in this show today, but our Freedom Experience is coming up October 2nd and 3rd. And clearly I'm really excited about it because I can't stop talking about it. But we are just really, really excited to be able to walk alongside women as they walk through this process. And, you know, it's going to be pretty high level over the course of a day and a half. But what I love is what you referenced earlier, Jen, just about how these are practical tools. We've had actually a few groups throughout the country that have gone through our curriculum as kind of beta testers and just kind of giving us feedback on it. What are some things we can do to improve this? How can we enhance it? And what a lot of those people who have now gone through the whole study have said is that this actually gave me tools that I know I'm going to be able to use the rest of my life. And so that's what you said happens for our Mercy girls when they come through our program. And that's what I believe these things are. They're practical tools. And so, yes, it's important that you can do them at a one-time moment, but then you have something in your tool belt that you can use for the rest of your life. And so we're just really, really excited about it. We encourage you to just kind of stay tuned. This curriculum is coming out soon. And so we want to make sure that we are able to get this out to anyone and everyone who is interested and who needs it. But also we have this Freedom Experience on October 2nd and 3rd. So make sure that you just go to our website at mercymultiplied.com and you can actually find information about this event and register for it today. So again, Jen, thank you for being here. And thank you, listeners, for joining us today. And hopefully we will see you next week.